Okay. What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
WWSP 90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm John Yonke. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 10 is Spy. Again, that's Spy. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number, label it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 9, in fifth place with 1,165 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 1,255 points is Tin Man. In third place with 1,310 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And tied for first place is with 1,500 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia, and Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for the questions in Hour 9. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 40 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 50 points. Again, question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 40 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points, and question 8 is worth 50 points. Question 1 of Hour 11. A mid-1940s television experimental variety show featured excerpts from Gilbert and Sullivan performed by singers from an opera guild. What is the name of that guild? A mid-1940s television experimental variety show featured excerpts from Gilbert and Sullivan performed by singers from an opera guild. What is the name of that guild?
Trivia 44 and Connor Godfrey.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
Self-dumping face, play us great. You Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the Joker crap.
Tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't be fake, play that straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play that field and keep it real. For you know me, for you know me. So if you know great, just come and compensate. At least you know you can always go on regulate. The world needs wannabes. The world loves wannabes. So
once again, question one, hour 11, a mid-1940s television experimental variety show featured experts from Gilbert and Sullivan performed by singers from an opera guild. What is the name of that guild? Good luck, trivia players.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. My love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute in money more. Told me and warned me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby. Don't you let your dog bite me.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of our question one, hour 11. A mid-1940s television experimental variety show featured excerpts from Gilbert and Sullivan performed by singers from an opera guild. What is the name of that guild? The answer, Savoy. The answer, Savoy. Hour 11, question two. Big screen character Roxy Hart received high marks in two areas in high school. What are these areas? Once again, hour 11, question 2. Big screen character Roxy Hart received high marks in two areas in high school. What are these areas? Good luck, trivia players.
Thank you.
character Roxy Hart received high marks in two areas in high school. What are these areas?
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what you were.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Yes, there isn't.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 11. Question 2. Big screen character Roxy Hart received high marks in two areas in high school. What are these areas? The answer, courtesy hygiene. The answer, courtesy hygiene. Time for trivia, Stone Group B, clue number 3. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This trivia Stone Group B, clue number 3. From where you are now, follow the road. Turn left at the stop sign. Go past the 3 green and yellow fire hydrants. Now turn right. Go past the large woodpecker and the decimal. Turn left after the picket fence. Turn right at the stop sign. Continue down the road to pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any traveling of the traveling locations. There's no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, Taking Trivia to a Career Path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, Games and More, Your Dart and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point, Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here in Cops Market in 2 locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. All right. Okay,
read it. You have to read that stone directions there okay. A second time.
All right, I'll read them again. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 3. From where you are now, follow the hot road. Turn left at the stop sign. Go past the 3 green and yellow fire hydrants. Now turn right. Go past the large woodpecker and the decimal. Turn left after the picket fence. Turn right at the stop sign. Continue down the road to pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. All right, hour 11, question number 3. Although animated character Pepe Le Pew was based on a character portrayed by Charles Boyer, the voice was based on a different performer. What is the first and last name of this the performer who served as the inspiration for the voice of Pepe Le Pew? Hour 11, question 3. Although animated character Pepe Le Pew was based on a character portrayed by Charles Boyer, the voice was based on a different performer. What is the first and last name of the performer who served as the inspiration for the voice of Pepe Le Pew? Good luck, trivia players. Question number 3. Although animated character Pepe Le Pew was based on a character portrayed by Charles Boyer, the voice was based on a different performer. What is the first and last name of the performer who served as the inspiration for the voice of Pepe Le Pew? Good luck, trivia players. Down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of Hour 11, Question 3. Although animated character Pepe Le Pew was based on a character portrayed by Charles Boyer, the voice was based on a different performer. What is the first and last name of the performer who served as the inspiration for the voice of Pepe Le Pew? The answer? Maurice Chevalier. Maurice Chevalier. No, it's not Chevalier.
No,
Chevalier. Excuse me.
Maurice Chevalier.
Okay, correct. All right. Arrow 11, question number 4. What is the make and model of the 2014 vehicle which used a Class Records recording to promote the introduction of that vehicle? Arrow 11, question 4. What is the make and model of the 2014 vehicle which used a Class Records recording to promote the introduction of that vehicle? Good luck, trivia players.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Mounted up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like leather to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like that. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And then she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Question 11, hour 4. What? Hour 4. Hour 11, question 4. Excuse me. What is the make and model of the 2014 vehicle which used a Class Records recording to promote the introduction of that vehicle?
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn.
I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with dust. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Ramper was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out of his gut, I'm tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of Hour 11. Question 4, what is the make and model of the 2014 vehicle which used a Class Records recording to promote the introduction of that vehicle? The answer, Kia Sorento. The answer is Kia Sorento.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
It's time now for music question number one. Music question number one is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number one included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question and points, will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to 90FM Studios between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Sheryl Tire and Service online at SherylTire.com and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction. Located at 3217 John Joannes Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is the trivia music question number one. Now it is time for Hour 11, question number 5. What is the name of the television series which was recently promoted on the cover of TV Guide magazine with the lead characters appearing as comic book type characters? Hour 11, question 5. What is the name of the television series which was recently promoted on the cover of TV Guide magazine with the lead characters appearing as comic book type characters? Good luck, trivia players.
Beep, 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 beep near to me.
Well, little baby, can't you hear my beep and call?
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, little baby, can't you hear my beep and call?
Beep, 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 beep.
I've been flying so high, but it's you that make me fall.
Beep, beep.
Question 5. What is the name of the television series which was recently promoted on the cover of TV Guide magazine with the lead characters appearing as comic book type characters? Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 11, question number 6. What is the name of the television series which was recently promoted on the cover of TV Guide magazine with the lead characters appearing as comic book type characters? The answer, Castle. Moving on to hour 11, question number 6. Fictional character Howard Stark left a locker of memorabilia for his son, Tony. When going through the locker, Tony discovers a newspaper which featured a headline telling of a missing Soviet scientist. What is the name of that newspaper? Hour 11, question 6. Fictional character Howard Stark left a locker of memorabilia for his son, Tony. When going through the locker, Tony discovers a newspaper which featured a headline telling of a missing Soviet scientist. What is the name of that newspaper? Good luck, trivia players. 11, question 6. Fictional character Howard Stark left a locker of memorabilia for his son, Tony. When going through the locker, Tony discovers a newspaper which featured a headline telling of a missing Soviet scientist. What is the name of that newspaper?
Sunday morning, you can sleep late. Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Down in the back, hour 11, question 6. Fictional character Howard Stark left a locker of memorabilia for his son, Tony. When going through the locker, Tony discovers a newspaper which featured a headline telling of a missing Soviet scientist. What is the name of that newspaper? The answer, Dallas Record. The answer, Dallas Record. Moving on, hour 11, question number 7. A Heisman finalist was described as having the quick feet of a basketball point guard and the courage of a rock climber. A song about him was written, released, and played constantly by a local radio station. What is the first and last name of this athlete who did more than compile statistics? He made memories. Hour 11, question number 7. A Heisman finalist was described as having the quick feet of a basketball point guard and the courage of a rock climber. A song about him was written, released, and played constantly by a local radio station. What is the first and last name of this athlete who did more than compile statistics? He made memories. Good luck, trivia players.
This generation rules the nation with Russian. Use the anthem and fool them, love.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the door chip on the left hand side. It a go bump.
Give me the music, make me jump, bump, bump.
It a go down.
Give me the music, make me jump, bump,
bump. This is a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it 'cause it was the month of.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got
camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy on the left hand side. Pass the touchy on the left hand side. It's a go bump.
Give me the music, make me jump, bump, bump.
It's a go dunk.
Give me the music, make me jump, bump, bump.
It's a go dunk.
as you are.
How would you do when you got no food?
There was a ring of jet and the sesame was there in swing.
How would you do when you got no food?
I used to feel the chills as I seen and heard them sing.
How would you do when you got no food?
Pass the dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It's on my butt.
Give me the music, make me jump on
top. It's on my butt.
Question number 7. A Heisman finalist was described as having the quick feet of a basketball point guard and the courage of a rock climber. A song about him was written, released, and played constantly by a local radio station. What is the first and last name of this athlete who did more than compile statistics? He made memories.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to what I've got to say. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl, even though you made me feel blue, I still love you. I still love you.
Down in the back, phones down in the back, hour 11, question number 7. A Heisman finalist was described as having the quick feet of a basketball point guard and the courage of a rock climber. A song about him was written, released, and played constantly by a local radio station. What is the first and last name of this athlete who did more than compile statistics he made at memories? Answer, Jake Plummer. The answer, Jake Plummer. Hour 11, question number 8. Big screen police officer Ed Doberman arrests two teenagers for shooting BBs at a police car, even though they are innocent. What are the first names of these two innocent youths? Hour 11, question number 8. Big screen police officer Ed Doberman arrests two teenagers for shooting BBs at a police car, even though they are innocent. What are the first names of these two innocent youths? Good luck, trivia players.
Mama, where?
Question number 8, big screen police officer Ed Doberman arrests two teenagers for shooting BBs at a police car, even though they are innocent. What are the first names of these two innocent youths? Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 11, question number 8. Big screen police officer Ed Doberman arrests two teenagers for shooting BBs at a police car, even though they are innocent. What are the first names of these two innocent youths? The answer, Carl Ritchie. The answer, Carl Ritchie.
Hi there. Connor. How's it going?
Good. How's
hey,
it going?
I want all the trivia players out there to understand that we do know that there was a train delay on this trivia stone clue for Group B.
Train delay.
And our guys were stuck behind the train as well, and they ended up going a route around. And so we are going to extend the time on that for about 10 additional minutes. So they will stay out at the site until 10 after 5, okay? I've already talked to them. That's all cleared. And I just want, because people have been calling and saying, we've been stuck behind the train. And so, you know, if you call while I'm on the air, I just hang up on you. And we will extend after about 10 minutes, okay?
All right. Cool. Thanks, Oz.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Christina Luna. One of usually peaceful springtime rituals of childhood, the Easter egg hunt, turned nasty at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. Blame the moms. A statement from the Seattle Police Department Monday says the hard-boiled tale began on a Sunday afternoon when one woman reportedly pushed a child aside as her own child was scrambling towards some brightly colored eggs. Police say the two mothers began fighting and had to be separated 3 or 4 times. Only one mother was still there when officers arrived. She said she wasn't interested in pursuing charges against her attacker. As the release puts it, that left officers without any info that could crack the case. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 23 degrees outside. I'll have the top 5 teams, the point values from hour 10, and question at 1 of hour 12 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dale Cooper from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Hell yeah, I would.
What's your team name?
Hold still. I'm trying to be friendly.
And how did you get your team name?
Our captain this year decided that would probably be a good thing to come up with in a restaurant, and that's probably about as far as I'm going to go with that story.
So, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? It's more like, what's up, Oz?
What's up, Oz? Very good. Can you give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
How the hell does Porky Pig go? That's all, folks.
Can you summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
Holy cow, tired.
Can you explain why the Eagles didn't fly the One Ring to Mordor?
Yeah, I'm a Harry Potter fan.
So what's your strategy for this year's contest?
To stay away, for sure.
So here's a Harry Potter question. So you know that device that Hermione uses to go back in time, why didn't they just use that and solve all the problems, like getting rid of Voldemort?
You know, this is a very good question, but then it would just be probably a teenage loop, but there wouldn't be no movie about it then, you know?
So what's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dale Cooper. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you, guys.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 11 is Playing Trivia with a Little German. That's Playing Trivia with a Little German. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. team standings as of hour 10, in fifth place with 1,315 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place,